Good day. So good to join you with our devotions for this week. And this week I'm going to be talking about stop the leak. We've had so much rain and we find out quickly where the leaks are. And leaks are disruptive. Nobody enjoys having a leak in their house. Nobody enjoys having a leak in their tires. You know, if you think about tires that have a leak, man, you've got to spend time pumping that tire. You've got to spend time changing the tire. And often leaks come because a car is overloaded, comes because of uninflated tires, comes because of alignment that's not right. And it's just disruptive in terms of trying to get somewhere. And so the first thing I want to talk about is stopping the leak in your relationship with God. See, the Bible's always encouraging us to make sure that we are engaged in our walk with God rather than just becoming dull. Listen to these scriptures in Hebrews 6:12. It says, don't become disinterested and become spiritual sluggards. That's the Amplified. In the NLT, it says, be careful that you do not become spiritually dull and indifferent. You know, oftentimes people become spiritually dull and indifferent because their relationship with God isn't working. They're not getting much fruit out of it. And they feel like their prayers are not getting answered. And then they run from God because they feel like the burdens are too heavy to carry. They are overloaded in terms of their walk with God. And we've always got to remember that Jesus didn't come to lay burdens on us. Jesus came to take burdens from us. Jesus didn't come to make us overloaded. Jesus came to lighten the load from us. You see, religion places heavy demands on us. In Matthew 23:4, it says, they crush you with impossible religious demands and never lift a finger to help ease the burden. Have you ever felt burdened by the spiritual requirements? You know, in the Message, it said, instead of giving you God's law as food and drink by which you can banquet on God, they package it in bundles of rules, loading you down like pack animals. They seem to take pleasure in watching you stagger under their loads and wouldn't think of lifting a finger to help. You know, any relationship that is based on rules never produces joy. And Jesus has come to make our walk with him easy and light. And that's what I want to leave you with today. In Matthew 11:28, in the NIV, it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a promise from Jesus. If you need rest for your soul, if you are wanting something that is light and easy, then you've got to yoke up with Jesus. Don't run from God if you are feeling burdened. Don't become spiritually sluggish and stagnant and dull, but rather engage with Jesus and cast your burdens onto him so that you can begin to live a carefree life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.